Hello, West Liberty. This is Abby. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we're passionately vocal. Today we'll mark our fourth and final episode here on WGLZ's well-known series, Passionately Vocal. Today's episode is titled Distinctive Discussions. I will be interviewing with the Professor of Art, the Director of the Nutting Gallery, and who's also the Departure of Media and Visual Arts here at West Liberty University, named Professor Brian Funnel. Hello, Professor Funnel. How are we doing today?
Good. It's actually Fencel. F-E-N-C-L. You gotta get that C in there for me.
So can you help me explain that again, please?
Yeah. My last name's actually it's of Czechoslovakian origin. The last name is Fencel. So it's F-E-N-C-L.
Fencel, okay.
There you go.
Okay, that's really great to know. Are we ready to get started?
Yeah, please.
Okay, of course. So I want to start this interview off with getting to know your origins a little more.
Okay.
Have you always wanted a career in art, or have you had other ambitions?
I've always wanted to be an artist since I was small. It's the only thing I ever wanted to do.
That sounds great to hear. It looks like as a young child, you instantly knew what you wanted.
Yeah, there was nothing else. I was very singularly focused on just making art and looking at art and being about art. It was very annoying to my parents, but I loved it.
Okay, so what were your inspirations to becoming an artist and a teacher?
Yeah. So when I was small, I loved comic books like a lot of kids did. And so the drawings, the art that was in comics was really, fascinating to me. I used to draw them and copy them all the time. So those were like major inspirations. I was born and raised in Denver, and we as a family, we would go to like the Denver Art Museum often, so I would see like world-class art in places like that. I had a uncle who was also a fairly successful artist who lived in Kansas, and he did like really traditional Kansas prairie scenes and historical paintings of Kansas, and he was fairly successful, so he was kind of an idol of mine when I was small. And so those were the kinds of things that drove me. And then when I got into high school, I became fascinated with commercial illustration, especially editorial illustration, and those were the kinds of images you would see in magazines like Rolling Stone or Cover of Time magazine or the New York Times, and those images then really changed how I thought about making art and really drove me on a path to an illustration career, which is what I studied in my undergrad situation.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you also had family members who inspired you to become an artist, so...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I had inspiration in the family. Also, too, my parents were very supportive of it. They weren't artists themselves. They weren't, we wouldn't consider them to be like crazy creative, but they were really supportive of what I was excited about.
That's very great to hear. So have you tried other art occupying jobs other than a teacher?
So when I went to undergrad, right, so I was born and raised in Denver, and I went to undergrad out in L.A., Los Angeles, and I studied illustration, and so when I got done with that program, I went to New York City, and I worked as a freelance illustrator for about 10 years, doing what illustrators do in New York, and then I also was a studio artist. I showed in galleries, my personal fine art in galleries. So I still do both of those kinds of things, and so I've played with all of that before I was before I became involved in higher ed. I also worked in a really interesting, I wouldn't call it like an art factory, but that's kind of what it was, where it was a job in Denver where what we did is hotels would come to us and they would say, all right, we're building a new hotel. We need, six pieces of original art or six pieces of art in every room. And then as a studio, we would go about as a group, like making the art for the hotels, right?
Oh, wow. Making art for hotels. That's pretty fun.
It was interesting because it wasn't personal stuff. It was like, you know, there would be four or five of us working on a piece, and then, you know, then they would reproduce that as a lithograph, and then that lithograph would be hung in every room and stuff. So that was kind of an interesting, you know, year and a half there learning about that business side of it, and, you know, the kind of impersonal side of art that really, because it was very business orientated. You know, it's like, we need this art to match this room decor, to match this wallpaper. So it wasn't art that was really about anything. It was really just aesthetics, which, you know, it's got its positives and its negatives. So, mm-hmm. So yes, I learned a lot doing those kinds of things. So, yes, I've done a bunch of different things as an artist, murals, all kinds of stuff before getting into higher ed.
All right, and now I want to learn more about your experience at higher ed teaching art, and what kinds of art work, and what kinds of art programs do you teach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all the kind of stuff I teach. So I teach things like drawing and painting. I teach illustration courses, and I also teach an art appreciation for the Gen Ed curriculum. So those are the kind of things I focus in on. I also handle senior exhibition, which is, you know, the graduating seniors in most of the art programs have to put together a body of work to show in the gallery as part of their senior, you know, their last semester with us at West Lib. So I help with the gallery exhibition parts of it. The getting into higher ed was just sort of an accident thing. It never was on my radar to do. It just sort of happened. Yeah, so I was in grad school also. Mm-hmm. I was in grad school in New York City, and before I started grad school, right before I got married, and then we started a family while I was in grad school, and all of a sudden it became this thing of, like, I was responsible for people, and especially babies, and teaching was like a natural thing to do with that graduate degree that I was earning. So that became, yeah, so teaching was never something that really appealed to me or had even thought about until all of a sudden I had all these responsibilities, and so that's how I got into the teaching field. So I've been at West Lib now. This is my 23rd year of teaching at West Lib, and it's been good. It's been a good life. I do appreciate it, and I do like the interaction with students, and I like being around, like, all this fresh creativity and all this energy. It's really great.
Oh, that's very great to hear. And 23 years, that's a lot.
It's a lot. It feels like a lot, yeah.
All right, so now about the art. Now, since the artwork you teach, do you do traditional art? Do you also do digital art, or just mainly traditional?
Well, I do all of it. So when I do illustration type of work, it tends to have a digital component to it. And that's just because that's what the business requires, you know, the commercial side of it requires. In my own studio practice, I do a lot of oil paintings, I do a lot of drawings, I do a lot of watercolors. And then in that studio practice, there's really two main branches of that type of work. So one is a very traditional representational type of work, which is paintings of still lives and paintings of landscapes and cityscapes, you know, very traditional representational types of work. And then my other body of work is what we call a pop surrealist style, which is much more focused on creativity and imagination and really, I think, the sort of the ambiguity sides of art. So I've got this sort of very split mind when I create, which I think is very good for me, where, you know, the representational stuff is very skill orientated. I really get to demonstrate my skills in those because they're representational and not so much conceptual. And then I've got this conceptual stuff I do that really allows me to flex my creative brain and my personality. So I like having that balance in what I do. And then illustration stuff is really client related. So you're really solving other people's visual, you know, visual problems, really. So all three of those kinds of things that I do they're very different from each other, but they do help me. They do feed off of each other, I think, in very positive ways.
That's very interesting. So you're mostly into the paintings of traditional art?
Yeah, I think you could say that.
Okay, so how do you feel about people using digital art?
I think it's fine. I think, you know, people have to kind of find what they like. They have to find where they feel most confident, for one. Mm-hmm. When an artist selects how they're going to work or the media that they're going to work with, you know, the hope is that they've explored a lot of options, and then that way, when they arrive at something, it feels very natural to them and very comfortable that they have a medium that they can express whatever idea they want to express with. So the problem with some young artists who are working digitally, mm-hmm. it's all they've really been exposed to, and so they haven't gone out of their comfort zone enough to know if that's the right place for them to be. And so usually if it's not the right place for them to be, they end up being very frustrated by it. They feel very stunted by the tools. You know, they can't go beyond just sort of the expected application of it. And all of that can be very frustrating for a young artist. So, you know, I think as long as artists are explored, like the options they have available to them, and if they end up landing on a digital, you know, tool, I think it can be a great tool for them.
Oh, wow, that's very well thought of. All right, so I'm going to do a short recap real quick. We explored the origins of why you want to become an artist, what you plan to do with your life, and then now we got to hear for my... Now I want to ask, how has your experience at West Liberty been like?
Yeah, so it's been pretty good. It's been pretty wild, right? So over 23 years, the institution has changed a lot. You know, we've seen I've seen several presidents, you know, come and go. Some of them really good. I think, you know, Dr. Borchers right now is really good. I've seen some who are really terrible, right? I mean, it's just the nature of any kind of institution. So we've had moments of really good leadership, really poor leadership, and that's just sort of, you know, that's just the nature of these things. West Lib has been very good just on the art side because they tend to let us innovate and let us, you know, do the things that we think we should be doing or what we should be doing for our students. So we have a lot of flexibility in how we build curriculum and how we teach classes and, you know, those kinds of things. So all of those things are very positive. You know, the community around us is very supportive of what we do in the art department at West Liberty. You know, it's the feedback we get from people who interact with our alums or when we go out and show student work to the community or we send students out for internships. All of those interactions tend to be really, really positive, you know, so we feel like we've got support in the community, we got support in the administration. As a faculty, as a department goes, I work with great colleagues who are all in, they're all about the student. We're very student-centered in this department, you know, which makes it really a fun kind of environment to be in because everybody's got the same sort of goal in mind, is making sure our students are getting the best they can. And also, too, everybody in the department's, like, super creative, you know, which is also really exciting. So it's been good. It's been a really good ride for me.
That sounds great. I'm glad you're having a very well experience here at West Liberty University.
Yeah.
And now, earlier in an interview, you have done old work of, like you said, you were working on a mural.
Yeah.
For West Liberty?
Well, I've done several murals. There are murals in West Lib that I've done. The most recent mural project we did, and we did this with students over the summer, so in the village of Beach Bottom, right? So, you know, if you go up Route 2 north of West Lib, you know, along the Ohio River, so there's this little town called Beach Bottom. And so over the summer, myself and a group of five students, we went up there and we transformed about 160 feet of wall space for them into like a really great mural. We're really, really excited about it and really proud of it. And that community loves it. They're really excited about you know, what we were able to do for them. So being able to, you know, share our work with the community, to be able to kind of represent West Virginia in a really positive way by putting out really, you know, really well-designed, really well-made, well-informed murals is something that's really good for us. So, yeah, so it's been, you know, the opportunity to do those kind of things when they come up is a good time for us.
Oh, wow. I guess... How long was the mural again? Like 600?
It's about 170 feet of wall space.
170 feet, that sounds... It's probably huge.
It's long. It's really,
wow.
Yeah, there's lots of really long sections for it. There's sections that are very skinny, but also, too, there's sections that are 6 feet tall. So it was a challenge, but it was a good challenge.
Okay, that's really well... That's very great to hear. And now speaking about work outside of West Liberty, have you done other projects outside of West Liberty?
Well, I do. You know, I still show as an artist, commercial artist, all the time. Mm. I've got work in a gallery that's up in Minneapolis right now. The show just opened on Friday. I've got a gallery representation out in Columbus, Ohio. So I show my work regionally kind of all the time. I'm very, you know, very active as a studio artist, as a fine artist. I do the occasional illustration jobs for clients every once in a while as well. So yeah, so I do keep my hand kind of in the professional world as well, outside of education.
Okay, that's really well, great to know.
Yeah.
I love that you're exploring more of the art world to people, other than just doing basically one thing. You do like multiple things at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's healthy.
I believe it's good to spread your wings out a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. And that is all the time that we have for today. I want to thank you for joining me in this interview.
Yeah, thank you. Good questions. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate your help.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And now let's get back to the music here on WGLZ 91.5 FM.